Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul, your Game Master, and with me I have Colin, who plays Bethlehem.
Hello, everybody.
Rob, who plays Damon.
Hello.
Mike, who plays Weasel.
Hey, everybody.
And Natalie, who plays Brightforce.
Hello.
All right, everybody. Anybody have anything fun to talk about before we get started?
Yes.
Hit it.
I have a notebook that I wasn't using that I kind of thought would be good to make a journal / diary entry for my character, and I write in the voice of that character so for me to better remember what the heck happened last time, and also it's in the voice of Luna, and she's very bubbly in the diary entries.
Love it. Anybody else have anything fun?
Yeah, well, not fun, more annoying for me. It was pointed out to me that my pyromancer archetype was a little weak, so I had to make some changes. I changed my archetype from pyromancer over to storm sorcerer with a few tweaks. Instead of dealing with lightning, it deals with fire. So, firestorm.
So it keeps thunder and lightning, which...
Thunder and fire instead of lightning.
Which is the essence of explosions.
Yes.
Alright, anyone else have anything fun? Alright, I think we're good on that front. Alright, everybody, what happened last time?
I got shot.
Yeah, you did.
By my sister. Which...
Correction, your sister's goon.
Sister's goons, there are two of them.
Yeah, you're right.
Yes, but only one of them hit. If they both hit, yeah, this would be
I would have been dead, yeah.
Different conversation.
So does that mean that I'm your crazy sister? Because they both have crazy sisters.
Apparently.
Okay.
Mine's a twin, by the way.
We might have other siblings we don't know about.
That's also true.
I also knew about my sister, unlike you guys.
True.
That's true.
And you don't have a sister.
I do not.
That we know of.
That I know of.
But.
Dun, dun.
You said you were going to write down that message and send it to me? The message my sister left me?
But I remember the gist of it was basically that she's going to take away everything you ever loved.
And mm-hmm. She's already started.
Yeah, and she's already started.
Which continued our adventure to my character finding out that both of my friends are in immediate danger. One did not reply.
One is in immediate danger. The other one, you're not sure yet.
Which is more than likely in immediate danger. But then again, he is a teleporter, so...
Any other things from last time?
So... we went to Nine's place. I made a phone call with a burner phone to try to gain contact with one of my friends, Leo, whom the party has not met.
Correct.
With no replies, Nine said she would look into it because we are on a second missing friend.
Claire
Craig.
I was close. In my head, Grace and Claire are close.
She is a technomancer, and we last found out that her abilities were being used at a bank.
Correct.
We were in direct contact with Claw during that, too.
You were.
We were told we have a teleporter on standby from the FSA, a team 3 minutes out and 12 minutes out? Yeah, for support if we need it.
Something like that, yeah. And you guys are in the bank now.
We're in the bank.
In the atrium of the bank.
And they rolled shitty on perception.
I have three activations of Crimson Rite on me right now.
Yeah, you hurt yourself a lot.
And then I healed myself.
A lot.
You have 42 points, startup? You're gonna get to use that today. look at what I hear. He's like, yes, yes, I am.
Excellent.
It's like I got almost killed at the start of this thing. Oh, so I'm already fully transformed.
Pew! All right. I think we're gonna get into it, guys. You are in a bank atrium. There are stairs leading up, flanking the room, leading up to a loft type area where they make big deals, and then there is the vault door is in the back, obviously, back behind the offices. So, what you gonna do?
I do believe we were sneaking up on them.
I believe that was the case, but I wanted you to reiterate in case I was wrong.
Yep.
I do believe we were sneaking up on them.
I do believe we're going to sneak up on them, except for Natalie.
Yeah, I'm going to try.
Seems a good idea.
No, no, she actually rolled really well.
I think she beat someone else. Was it Colin rolled shitty?
No, Colin rolled amazing. Rob rolled like shit.
Weren't we just about to do fight? Are we just about to fight?
They just cut through the bank door, and right as we approached.
Oh, fun.
I believe the Earth Terra Locus had some kind of like almost Australian accent.
Yeah, Terra Locus. You're right. Who's leading the sneaking group?
I do believe it was Bedlam because he's got the he's got the speed, so he doesn't really slow down while sneaking.
Or he gets your speed while sneaking.
He gets our normal speed while he's sneaking.
Correct. All right, Colin. So as you sneak around, you sneak down the hallway, you are going to, sneak down, sneak. You're going to pass, bank teller, like the door that bank tellers would go into. You know, those doors are all fine. They're blown open and the door handles are knocked off. But there's no one in. There's people cowering inside, but no one's hurt.
No hostages.
None in there at least. You finally do hear a deep clang, and then you hear him say, "Oi, we got it." So in addition, you hear a female voice say, "Well, I got you in. What else do you need me for?"
Well, I got you in. Oh, okay.
Yay, water puns.
Oh, from down the hall?
Yeah, you hear this from around the corner.
Water puns?
Because you went down the
hall. I'm going to wave everyone in the party to move up, and then I'm going to peek around the corner.
We have a mind link.
Don't we have a mind link?
It tends to...
we see you do that, and we're just like, and think, why are you doing that? We have a mind link.
That's probably like a manager, and not one of the elementals.
Well, I'm gonna punch it. There's another water pun.
It might be the elemental, the water one, because she was cutting through.
Could be.
We heard that noise.
Could be, or we'll see.
Anyways, I'm preparing. The second I see the two of them, if I can, I'm gonna thunderball.
Okay, so, Colin, when you peek around the corner...
You should probably hold off on that. We don't know if they have hostages with them opening the vault door.
Colin, so when you peek around the corner, because with your very high stealth roll, which I don't recall what it is, but I know it beats the shit out of their perception, you're
it's
going to...
23.
Good. Yeah, so you're going to... Yeah, with their plus potato on this end. Yeah.
Yeah, they rolled really poorly.
So it's literally a straight-up roll.
Yeah.
So you see four figures. A man in a very large, imposing man in like a brown and black suit with a capital S, like super suit. A woman in a very sleek thing whose hands are dripping water. A woman in a black business suit who is cowering in the corner but is obviously pissed off and yelling. She's the one who just talked. And then a blonde... is she blonde? Can you describe Claire for me, Rob?
Claire, yes. Blonde, almost 20, I believe I have in the backstory.
Okay.
Caucasian...
Currently unconscious in a giant mech suit.
And she has her hands bound in front of her with a lock that looks like it came out of the Middle Ages.
Manacles, got it.
Well, it's the manacles with the thumb lock, which are actually significantly more secure than their regular handcuffs, but they're so hard to do right that they discontinued them for police use because they kept accidentally hurting somebody when putting them on. Mm. But, and there's no technological aspect to them at all. It is a mechanical connection, so she had... Because most handcuffs now have a technological component in this world.
Makes sense.
So they can be disabled or re-enabled,
click of a button?
With click of a button.
There's power dampening effects, too.
And she's just pissed. And not scared, pissed. And you know that the... and she is wearing her necklace, which, if Damon were to see it, what he knows would activate her mech suit. But she can't use her powers, so... No worky.
Yeah.
I link her in if you can.
Okay.
The blonde one.
I think that takes 10 minutes, doesn't it? How long does Mary's Telepathic Bond cast take to activate?
Well, he has an ability which doesn't say Telepathic Bond. Doesn't say Rory's, at least.
It's telepathic. The spell is Rory's, so Telepathic Bond, or just Telepathic Bond. I just took out the Rory's for the list because...
Okay.
I think it's 10 minutes. It might be an action. I'm not sure.
Casting time, one action.
Nice.
It is ritual, so that can take 10 minutes.
That's what I'm thinking of.
But because I have it at will...
You just do it.
I just do it. That's what I've been doing. Okay. You know, once I do that, I'll link her in and, you know, preface this with stay calm.
I am here. Deimos.
Deimos, what the fuck is going on? They want me to break into something in the bank vault. I don't even know what it is.
I have a team here. We're about to rescue you.
Okay, well, these manacles? There's a bomb in them.
Okay, good to know.
If you don't take it out part with the key that they have...
Do you know where the key is?
They each have half.
Got it.
Yeah, it's some old... It's some ancient... Not ancient, but it's some medieval... bullshit. They keep talking about how the world will be theirs again. Something like that. I don't know.
That sounds like a technical aspect to it, though. Or technological aspect.
C4, there's not a lot of technology to C4.
No, but there is enough that, I mean, the triggering mechanism would need some kind of...
And there's she says, they injected me with some kind of drug. My powers aren't working. They're going to give me the antidote when I get in there.
Got it.
And I can't touch my necklace.
If we could get you to touch the necklace, we'll break the manacles.
No. It might blow them off, but then I'd lose my hands. I really am attached to those.
Yeah, people tend to be attached to themselves.
Got a weird question for you, Paul.
I have lots of weird answers.
Using my knowledge of, you know, thieves' tools and power, would I be able to manufacture a small enough explosion to pop the locks without detonating the bomb inside?
Can't we just steal the keys from them? Can they detonate the bomb at will? Or is it just when the cuffs break?
I mean, it's a basic C4 charge. When the manacles pull apart, it makes a spark. And that's what...
So
electrical charge goes through and ignites the C4.
Using my combined knowledges, do I think I could make a roll to...
Let's have you make the roll and you'll have to roll something else. Roll power plus intelligence.
Bum, bum, bum!
You don't get to use your constitution to tell me how much you know about things. I'm sorry.
So...
7, probably?
Plus 6.
You're 0 for your... What's your intelligence bonus?
Yeah, plus 0.
Yeah, so 6. I'm giving you a shot at it. That's a pretty weirdo thing to try.
Yeah, but I also have thieves' tools, so do I think I could pick it?
Theoretically.
Yeah. All right. 25 total, 19 on the die, plus 6 for the power.
Yeah, you think that... okay, so you're going to get 2 options at it. If you try and pick it, you know there's a chance you can succeed because you understand how explosives work.
Right.
There's a lower chance of that exploding than if you were to set the bomb off wrong, the explosion off wrong.
Okay.
Does that make sense? So, okay, here's the thing. It's the same DC to meta. I'm going to give you the meta talk to it, okay?
Okay.
It's the same DC. I'm going to set a number. If you fail with thieves' tools, you do not blow her hands off. If you fail with power, you do blow her hands off.
So Thieves' Tools is a better bet because the bonus is the same.
I didn't know that. I'm just telling you what the case was.
Is she visible to the bad people?
Wait.
Yes.
How is...
Just not including your... of the theory.
How is the Thieves' Tools the same?
Because you have expertise in one and you don't...
I have expertise in boom.
Yeah.
And con is 4 plus 6.
For 10.
Okay.
Right. Thieves' Tools is dex, plus 2.
Plus 3, plus
5. Plus your Gloves of Thievery. Gloves of Thievery.
Okay. That'll do it. Alright, so then I will attempt to... sneak up and free her with that if you guys want to be a distraction versus...
I could be a distraction.
Here's a better question. Why don't we just go and try and pickpocket the keys off them? They look pretty distracted at this moment.
They're wearing them around their necks.
They're wearing it around their necks.
You didn't say that.
They're not in their
pocket. You did not know where the keys were.
No one asked.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She waited until someone asked, and then she's like, oh, that...
Yeah, the... So that's,
Then why not we just walk up, beat them up, and then take the keys from them?
Because we might need the help.
I have...
She is a competent fighter as well.
I do have a distracting power.
You do.
I have a rather distracting power.
Oh, did you give her firework stuff?
No.
No.
Can you pull it up for her?
Is she fireworks now?
Yeah, she's one in one. One glitter, one fire.
Oh, so she no longer has the Misty Step?
She has that as... That was her boon.
Oh, right. No, the Flash Bomb.
No.
You have Jump at Will, Fire or Thunder Resistance, your choice.
Ooh.
Pick one.
You pick now.
Fire.
Or good Thunder.
Good choice.
Thank you.
Roaming Candle. Fire or Thunder, Eldritch Blast, plus Power Mod per day.
So, since you picked...
Power Mod. Sorry. Yeah. So... Do you want extra fire damage, or do you want extra thunder damage?
Extra. Or thunder damage.
No, whatever you use it, you get to pick.
Okay. I thought it was
I thought it lined up with whatever you picked your resistance as.
Is that what we did?
No.
No. No. It doesn't say specifically, but no, you can set it up now.
You have to choose, because that's the thing about Roman Candles, they're always different. So I'm going to assume you have jump on at all times, unless otherwise stated.
Yeah. I find this out now?
No, you would have figured this out earlier.
Oh, that makes me sad.
With your new grandpa.
I like figuring it out when we're playing.
Oh, you haven't used these abilities yet.
Yeah. I don't know that I have it yet.
Okay. So you reach out your hand and then fucking fireball little bolts of energy shoot out of them?
Do the thing? Do the firework? Wait. Which firework would I want to do?
Roman Candle.
Roman Candle. Do I use...
Well, you didn't know fireworks exist?
Thunder.
I would use one of my spell slots.
Nope. Eldritch Blast is a cantrip.
Okay.
And are you using Charisma or Constitution? You do have to choose.
That's the wrong one.
What is your better stat, and which stat will be higher by your end?
Which one
Well, your current power is also Charisma.
Yeah.
So if you make both of them charisma-based, you don't have to worry about the stats changing.
Right. I'd probably do that then, charisma.
Okay. So you're gonna use your charisma bonus to determine your ability to hit.
Okay. So plus 3 is what I'm hearing.
Plus 3 plus proficiency, so plus 6.
Plus 6, okay.
You can add that spell. You can add a cantrip for free somewhere.
19 plus 6.
That sounds like a hit.
Yeah, you do it twice.
Roll again.
I'm sorry. You're starting the fight off.
16 plus 6.
She came around the corner and just laid into it.
She's starting the fight off.
Yeah, apparently.
That's apparently how we're opening.
Okay, I was gonna propose. Why don't we just throw a gas grenade out there?
Right when you say gas grenade, I'm just like, wait a minute.
Smoke grenade.
I can do that too.
Okay. And then I do the fireworks, and I'm just like, fireworks!
Wait, you're not even over there, though.
You said you called them up.
Okay, so I didn't know if they moved up fully. They're bunched up. Standing right next to me.
They're bunched up behind you at the corner.
Yes, and Bright Force just jumps the corner. Boom!
I do a reaction to try and just
Well, fuck.
Yep, there goes my plan.
I'm just picturing the meme.
Which one do you aim at? Is it the big burly one or the thinner looking one?
Burly one. Throw thunder.
Burly one.
So she throws the first hit. It was 25 and 22.
Yeah. Both of those hit.
And then what do I do?
Roll 2d10.
And add
3.
Twice,
yeah. So add 6.
2d10 and add 6.
Add damn. Together. Yeah. Add them together.
Done.
Two nines and what?
Add 6.
And add 6.
So she did 12 damage apiece. So that's 24. Doubled is 48.
Damn.
Surprise!
Surprise, motherfuckers!
Surprise, motherfucker!
I have fireworks!
And you're like,
I have fireworks!
As the fireworks impact his back, he goes, "What the fuck, son of a... We've got capes!"
I just like to think that he turns around and he's just like you, and I'm just like, oh.
It's just you. It's just you standing there.
And just both of you just being like,
hey.
What?
Hydro, you get it. You take the girl inside. I'll handle him out here.
When did you learn that?
I don't know. It just happened.
It's a family trait.
Did you try to use your glitter cone or something? What the
I
hell?
Tried to use my glitter cone, but then fireworks happened.
Huh. Neat. All right,
so the Hydro, the girl, grabs
Claire.
I was going to correct it.
Can grabs, I try and stop her from doing that? Like initiative?
Let's roll for initiative.
Yeah, that's an initiative.
We have the surprise round, technically.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. No, she destroyed any chance of surprise you had. Because no one
aware.
Because no one was prepped.
Then we all roll for initiative.
Correct.
Yeah.
And then Paul makes up a number that beats all of our numbers.
I hate myself.
2.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of fumbled around. Then it got stuck against the thing.
Yeah.
And then I picked it up, rolled again. Another 2.
It's like it was meant to be.
Dice goes over there.
I'll take it.
Yeah. So my initiatives are 1 and 4.
Okay. I rolled a 14, total of 16.
I rolled a 10 plus 5.
I rolled 15.
For a total of 15.
Are you all ready for this?
No.
8 minus 1 is 7.
Still beats my ass.
And Colin?
What'd you say?
I got a 15 plus 5. Sorry, 14 plus 5 for 19.
So Colin, Mike, me, Natalie,
and
then slugs, water, snails, fire. Then fire.
Water, earth. All right, Colin, you're top of the order.
So how far away are they?
Well within your range.
Okay.
You could run.
We're not. I'm not going to worry about
different
distances, especially for you.
I'm going to go run up and block the vault door. Just attempt to get in the way. And then punch them with energy.
To be clear, you're going to stand in the in the door, the vault door.
Yes,
it's like a 10-foot vault door. You realize that, right? It's a big fucking door.
Or you could stand by this girl
I'll get
and protect
hits
her
on them if they try and get past me.
Okay, go for it. Are you swinging?
That's what I'm. Yeah. Yeah.
And
I'm
so
gonna swing at
the only one close enough to you right now would be the water one, because she was going towards the
okay.
Water.
I've played enough Pokemon, so I'm gonna assume that if I punch her with lightning powers, it'll deal more damage.
How do you have lightning access?
So I'm gonna. The gauntlets I have allow me. The melee gear allows me to use lightning energy cells. To give my basic attacks.
Yeah, so you need to charge it.
Unarmed strikes, lightning damage.
No, you need to charge it, that's right.
Yep. I just didn't remember him. Yeah. I do remember now purchasing the upgraded. Yep. As I went with the additional damage, he went with additional types.
Mm-hmm. All right, roll them bones, Colin.
So, first attack. That's a nat 1.
Now,
as I punch into the air, the second one is a 20.
That'll hit.
It's 12 plus 8.
That will hit.
Yeah.
It will heal.
So I'm dealing 11 lightning damage, and then 2 radiant.
Shit, I gotta... it doesn't matter for this, so just give them to me as a whole.
Oh, okay.
Damn. It's minus 13. That's good.
Oh, yeah, then I can use my bonus action to attack again. Forgot about that.
Would you like to use Flurry of Blows to get 2 more attacks, or are you going to just go with the 1 more?
Just go with the 1 more.
All right,
so, yeah, that's 23.
Hits.
The hit. 4, 13 unarmed damage, and 1 radiant, so for 14 damage total.
That unarmed damage is lightning.
I know.
Yes, it's...
Doesn't seem to have the added effect that you thought it would.
Yep. That's why I said just give it to me.
I'm damaging water, so...
No, she's not made of water. She just has control over water that you've seen.
So, mine?
Correct.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
He totaled 15. I totaled 16.
There you go.
I totaled 7.
It's okay.
Thank you. I know. It's okay.
You're still going definitely. Before them.
Oh, shoot. I forgot to add skirmish damage.
All right.
He does get his skirmish damage.
Half rogue level dice.
But only on 1, correct?
Yes.
Correct.
Because that's how sneak attack works.
So add in a 3 more damage.
All right. This is probably a bad move, but... I am going to activate my thermal vision.
Okay.
And lob a smoke grenade at Claire.
Roll to hit. You're looking for AC 10.
Plus dex, plus proficiency, right?
I don't know if you're proficient in grenade-like weapons.
It's a baseball.
It sounds like a simple weapon.
I would think if you marshaled it, I know exactly how to lob a grenade exactly where you want it. Have you? I mean, like, think about
That's a 17 plus 2 plus proficiency, question mark?
No. Wait.
Damn
Wait, did I give you proficiency in explosives? I think I might have.
You did not, because I don't have that. I have proficiency in the Constitution saving throw and expertise in hearing explosives.
I think I want to give you proficiency in explosives, because...
You know what this means?
Hmm.
He's going to give us explosive weapons or availability, like rocket launchers?
No, I'm not.
The smile the on Mike's face. My face.
You guys do work for the FSA, and if you were up against, let's say, like a big airship, they might give you a rocket launcher.
Woohoo!
That is in the realm of things they have available to them. If, I mean, it's an energy rocket launcher now.
Then again, proficiency, so plus 3, so...
Yeah, you, well enough. You place 22, exactly where you want it.
Yeah. And then I will run up and try and grab her and get her back around the corner. I have the thermal vision, so I can see.
You can get about halfway, because you're about 30 or 40 feet away from her.
I can get up to her.
Yeah. Let's say 30 feet. So, yeah, you're at her. Because an action, then a move.
Right. So, okay. That's it for me.
Next up, we have Damon.
Yes, and I have no extra visions.
So you have smoke in front of you.
Correct.
Which is going to be heavy obscurement.
Yep, and my phone just went dark.
Which is effectively blindness.
Yep, I'm just seeing if my transform state gives me heightened senses. Because there's a chance of that.
I want to say it gives you keen smell. I'll make you roll perception, and if you hit a certain number, then you'll be able to effectively act as if you can see them that round. But you'll have to roll every round.
Okay.
And it is smell related, in this case.
I don't think I have anything for that, then.
You don't. Your glitter cone's really good for it, though.
What, to be able to see, or for...
You just don't care if you see them.
I will go up to where I last saw the doorway for the water lady.
Okay.
Because my plan was to intercept as well.
Okay.
And to target that one. So I will head to that location.
Okay.
I will make a perception roll. Skills. Perception is a plus 1.
Sorry.
That is a 19 on the die, plus 1 for 20.
Yeah, you pinpointed exactly. You smell her. You know, you smell.
Can I put hex on her?
No, you specifically have to be able to see.
What does she smell
but
like?
I got a 19 on the die.
It's the eye contact that triggers it.
What do you think she smells like? Is it like a nice scent, or is it like
salty?
Salty.
Which means that she probably doesn't really like it here, because you guys are as landlocked as people can really be.
There's a giant lake in the middle.
Landlocked? Is she a mermaid?
No.
No. I thought Paul was just going to look at me and be like, yes, she is a mermaid, Natalie.
And you're killing her. Good job.
Oh, no!
Alright, I will attack.
Go for it.
Not at disadvantage, not at advantage.
No,
flat out. She can't see me.
You're flat out. You're negating the not being able to see, so you cannot gain advantage because you've had disadvantage. You're moving it, so
okay.
Multiple advantages and disadvantages don't stack.
Mm-hmm.
They cancel.
That sounds like a song, like a kid's song to teach them.
Will a 9 plus 8 for 17 hit?
Yes.
I rolled 2 dice because that was my second attack as well.
I understood.
I always go left to right or up to down if they're parallel.
I understand. We've played together long enough. I trust you on that. Usually I like a single attack with the damage roll at the same time. Like, and then do them, you know, back to it that way.
15 damage.
Any two, types to it?
Two of it is lightning.
Is any of it magical?
Yes.
You have that, don't you?
Yes, I'm pulling that up.
I want to make sure you have it already. And you said it was how much damage?
It is 13 okay. Slashing. So only two of it is so not match. Is match.
The 13 is 6 plus 2, right?
Yep.
Okay, so that's 8. Okay.
So it does not take extra damage from lightning.
No. I think I said that last time.
I just wanted to clarify. Still got 2 more attacks to go.
Yes.
And then one more after that as well. That's a 2, so that's going to be a miss.
Yeah, that's not going to do it.
Attack number 3. That's a natural 20.
That's good. And the die that matters. So, guys, we're doing the good crit rolls, right?
Yep.
Where you get max on the die plus whatever you rolled.
Yep.
So that's really good for you because...
So 2 and 8 is 10.
Plus 5 is plus 15. So yep. 7.
Then 6 and 5 is 11
so,
lightning.
So 18. Ow! She cries out in pain.
Bonus action attack.
That was your third attack already.
No, my third attack was a miss. It was a 2. That was my fourth attack. So my fifth attack. That's 17, but the numbers are killing me. 7 non-magical, half is 2, 4.
3. Always round down.
And plus 1 lightning damage.
So 3, so 4.
As I said, 4 damage.
Alright. Yeah. Alrighty.
For a 5 attacks, that was not so impressive. But did I get 5 attacks, so.
Did you activate the plus 1 on those or not?
I should have, but I didn't. I wasn't sure if it was an action or a bonus action to do it or if it's just flat.
I think it's a bonus action.
Would you say that your hindsight's 20/20?
I probably would have, but.
We'll do it for the next round.
Okay, starting next round?
Yeah.
It would just went plus 3 additional damage. No, because of rounding.
Yeah. Alright. Next. Natalie.
Yay. It's still blind.
Correct.
So I shouldn't run up to someone, so I will get glitter cone.
So you're going to try and aim the glitter cone so that it only gets the guy in front, danger. Right? Because otherwise you'd hit the people behind him.
Correct, yes.
Okay.
Would I be rolling with disadvantage?
You don't roll anything.
It's just a save.
They roll a save.
I do.
Maybe a power check to not hit your allies.
Sure, roll a power check.
Okay, so let me get back
there. Boop. Roll high.
I shall roll high. 10 plus 6 is 16.
That's plenty.
Fantastic. Right.
I set it at a DC 10 because it's just not walking forward. Well, that's an 11, which is going to fail. So roll 2d12.
Oh, fun. 2d12.
It's 2d12. It's d12, right?
Yep.
2d12. Ready? Here you go. An 8 and a 4. That's 12.
What did he roll on the save?
11.
Oh, yeah. That'll do it.
Because hers is a 14.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So he took some damage. He goes, oh, son of a... Hey, glitter my son of a bitch.
I hate glitter.
You know, would he know that it's glitter if he can't really see?
Okay, yeah, I got something in my eye, son of a bitch.
It's sand.
Oh my god, would I count that as... Would that be a cool modification to that?
Fairy fire?
Fairy fire?
He hit you with fairy fire.
I like it.
Ooh.
I'd say give it an additional save.
No, it already been had a dex save.
Fairy fire is a dex save?
Yeah. Fuck it, yeah. Write that down, somebody, because I'll add it later. And you apply fairy fire. You can see he outlines like a goddamn fucking constellation.
Hey, guess who's gonna get shot next round?
All right. Well, aren't you busy next round?
I'm not talking about me.
All right. After Natalie is finally my slowpokes.
Good luck.
As you're saying, next are two AC tanks.
Yeah, good thing this is a strength saving throw.
I'm in danger.
Yo, both in danger.
Wait, what? Oh, no.
Alright.
I just feel whelmed about this.
Not over, just whelmed.
Thank you, Robin.
So,
yes.
There was another pun to it.
So,
yeah.
So Hydra Locus is going to swell forward and no longer be in the shape of a woman. Instead, it is an amorphous blob of water that is going to envelop both Damon and Bedlam. Took me a second, but I got there.
Oh, it looks like a frog.
I need each of you to make a DC.
It still looks like the shape of a woman. It's just
liquid. No, I want it to be a frog.
I have advantage with strength saving throws while I'm transformed.
It might help.
I have a +0 next to strength save. Blind.
Hey, at least there's a plus.
It's 0.
Yeah. It's not negative. Hi.
Colin.
She doesn't have to see you to do this.
Just take it. Okay. Yeah, you're sounding really muffled, though.
Am I really?
She should be able to see. Yeah. Where she's going.
Wouldn't it just be the shit if this episode...
Is that better? I sound a little better to myself.
Sounds worse.
So with with my advantage, I rolled a 1 and a 17.
17.
I'm going to go with a 17.
Yeah, I got a feeling. Colin, how'd you do on your strength save?
I without advantage, I just rolled a 14 plus 2 for 16.
Oh, proficient, yeah, monk. Proficiency.
Well, screw you both.
Sounds like it's entire action.
Yeah, you're both fine. That sucks balls. And that was it. She is going to just walk through you and pop Grace out the other side.
She was relocated by a certain other party member. And it was Claire. No,
she wasn't.
Her name is Claire.
Damn it. I
got up to her, so...
Gotta wait, right?
So what? She
grabbed her hand, swelled and whelmed through those two, pulled her over the top.
So she
can see through this, so my whole plan was... She wasn't next to her.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
She said she had to go over to her.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Okay. No, so she
and
was
I'm
just
blocking
trying to,
the door, so she was just trying to take those two out. Our allies or through me.
So, no, she is behind you now, though. Guys.
You at least feel that, because that's where the water was going.
So, well, she's up... No, I already used my bonus action there.
Does she leave my attack range?
No, she does not. Okay. She goes from one side of it to the other. So, she flows through your squares. You guys are coated in water. Salty water.
Good thing there's not a lightning locust.
Yeah, and she's on the other side, and she says, I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to kill you.
You can try.
You wouldn't be the first person to try.
Today.
Alright.
You act like I haven't heard that before.
Did she relocate to a point where she's now outside the smoke? because it's only 20-foot radius.
No. She would be right at the edge of the smoke with how big the damn cloud is.
But what size is she now? Since large. You tried to whelm.
She is large.
She's thick, bro.
Yeah, she's a large woman-shaped blob of water.
Did she grab Claire with her?
She did not.
And pull her through?
If she had reach, I was going to give it to her, but she doesn't, so...
Now it's I know time what that means.
The other one.
All right, and now it is the other one who is he can see you.
Tremor sense. Yep.
Yeah. He's just gonna turn around and pound one of you into the sand.
Luckily, you guys can see him.
No. Yes.
Fairy fire.
Oh. Right. That was that one that got fired.
Yeah, I don't get advantage on you because of the stupid fairy fire.
Way to go! High five.
Yeah.
So high five, bro.
Team Flashbang.
Yeah.
It's the premiere of Team Flashbang. So I'm guessing a 13 misses.
Both of us.
Both. Either fucking one of you.
and I was like, where's my fucking yellow dice?
Remember, you're versus the AC tanks.
This is going to be against the monk.
The monk?
He's stupid.
He wasn't the one metagaming.
I didn't metagame.
Well, that was worse, so 12 misses you, so...
Top of the order?
Yes. What was the top roll?
Colin.
19, Colin.
I'm 20. You hear you're going to hear the radios on the hips of both the locusts saying, All right, the boss is asking how things are going. And Terra Locus says... Cape, we got capes. And he says, backup's incoming. That was on 20. All right, next.
19, Colin.
I'm going to attack the sand guy. I don't want to say Earth Elemental.
Okay. Earth Locust.
I don't want to metagame.
Okay, it's Terra Locust. It's Terra Locust and Hydra Locust. Now, you are...
Okay.
Now, hold on. You are not within five. You are not within the reach... to punch Terra Locus.
Oh, he was attacking us with reach?
Yes.
Okay.
He's a big guy. He's got big, long reach.
Okay, I'll take my 5-foot step. Switch.
That's to, not a thing.
And get whomped by the water one.
You could use I'll step of it. The wind to disengage.
If it requires a key point at it.
A bonus action. I'll just risk getting hit with my AC.
That's what I like to hear. Dice.
Wait, that's what we like to hear.
Sounds like I made a good calculated
you
decision.
Want this one back?
Nope.
You know what? Yeah, we're just going to give him back to him here.
16 misses, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
9 plus 7.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm. Why do you look sad?
I haven't had anything today.
That's fair.
We're good with that. Which is probably why they're getting reinforcements.
I don't know what's going on with his powers, though, so I'm still just going to continue wailing on him with my unarmed lightning strikes. So, first one.
For Terra Locus?
17 hit.
You're attacking Terra Locus? Yeah, 17 hits.
Yes. I'm just going to roll all of them at once.
Yeah.
Does a 16 hit?
No.
Okay.
No, it does not.
And I am not... Actually, yeah, I'm going to spend a point of key to get two more strikes.
Put a note, Paul. You can't take an attack of opportunity if you can't see your target.
He can. Oh,
the water one can't.
Oh, wait, I get an advantage.
You're right. Why?
You can't see him. You have fairy fire, which gives you the advantage versus you already having disadvantage. Well,
also, he can see you.
So third one is 18. And then a 15. So I think two hits.
Correct.
Two of them hits.
So is it 2d8s, 2d4s?
So first... Yep, so that's 6. Plus... 11, 17. 2 holy energies. 21. 24. And because I moved, I get skirmish.
You gotta move at least 10 feet.
Moved around as he... He's huge. Colin, you can easily just move to the far side. You can go all the way around him.
Yeah. So take your d6.
Okay, I'll go all the way around.
So then take your d6 or 2d6.
Yeah, so that's another 6, so that's 30.
All right.
Is that your turn?
Yeah. Actually, I want to do a stunning strike too. I spend that extra key point. He makes a DC 15 save.
What condition does that give?
Stunned.
I'm immune to like all the other forms that are like them. I don't know if I'm immune to that.
If it's not written there.
No, I'm all right. Yeah, all right. It's a con save.
Dex.
No, it's con.
Con.
Okay. To resist con. The force of the punch.
I used up a 20 that was coming to hit me. So.
Yeah.
Would have been a higher roll if it had been to hit you. Let's be clear.
My turn?
No.
Weasel's turn.
I know. Uh-huh. I got my 5 dice in hand, though.
Yeah.
He's all ready.
5 dice?
5 attacks. 1, 2, 3, 4. Bonus action.
Yeah.
He's using all of his BP points. He defaulted.
No, braved.
I'm joking.
All right, Weasel?
Yes, hi.
What you got cooking?
I'll finish approaching Claire. What's your cape name?
Claire doesn't have one.
She's not really a cape.
She's just powered. She doesn't have...
What's your armor name?
When the armor's active?
You have a mecha name, right? Every mecha pilot names their mecha. What is your mecha name?
X-Cal.
Let me get these off of you. And I'll pop the thieves' tools.
Now, if you get 5 less than what you need, you will set it off.
Yeah.
It is a chance, but it's a much less chance than the other one.
No, luckily we have a healer right here.
Who can't see.
I mean, yeah. All right. So, plus 10 on thieves' tools.
Oh, close your eyes real quick. Okay.
I'm assuming one of those hands had a 2 on it.
I showed someone the number, so no one thought I was cheesing it.
Yeah. All right.
I also saw the number.
That's fine.
All right, so 12 on the die, 22 total.
That is enough. You hear a satisfying snick, and it falls to the ground.
No, it doesn't. I grab it.
We get to use it against you.
Yay!
We add it to our inventory.
He's like, son of a bitch, you used my thing against me. He's trying to think of some way that he won't let us have that. Look at him.
The DM will remember that.
Oh, God. The DM will remember that.
What is this, Tales of the Adventures?
Tales of Riverside City.
That was almost the name of this podcast, let's be clear. Oh, God. I'm still considering it.
That was my action, and part of my movement, so...
Right, you don't have the cutting action yet.
No, and I never will.
Who knows?
Unless I get a freebie rogue level that I don't have to spend a level on, I'm not getting cunning action.
It's not gonna happen.
Exactly.
Or you could just give them the boon that does it.
Mm. Or I could not.
Yeah. Welcome to the party, X-Cal. And, you know... I'll give a nod, not that she can really see through the fog cloud. Then again, it's a fog cloud. If we're, like, I'm sitting there working on her wrist, she probably sees me.
You should be fine.
5-foot visibility, like, 5-foot visibility is pretty normal.
Yeah, it's still hazy. I should have
been able to see my target to put my hex on, because I was literally up in her face.
But it's...
You can see an outline. She can see an outline of him.
She says,
the antidote is in the back pocket... of Terra Locus.
Understood.
Get me that, and I'll back up, and I'll pound these things into sand.
Well, one of them, that seems easy. The other one seems a little more difficult.
Okay, into a puddle, either way.
I'll make my way over towards... I will try to sneak over towards Terra Locus.
Roll me a stealth.
That's not going to happen, because... But I don't know that. Okay.
It's very hard when you're within a certain range of this dude, but you do have a... A shot.
Think of it just like a normal sense, Mike. He is not omnipresent.
No. That's blind sight. Charmer sense is Omni. If you're within it, they know.
How far am I from him?
5, 10 feet.
Is there... How high is the ceiling?
20 feet.
Fuck. That's not enough.
You're going to jump there?
I was thinking about it. I'm trying to utilize my... what do you call it?
Jumping?
Boost jump? Or grenade jump?
No. Jump is a first level spell. When I cast a first level spell, I get a 10-foot fly. Could I use that to hover?
You know what? I think I'm going to buff that ability a little bit. You can fly until the beginning of your next turn. 10 feet.
It still doesn't help because...
You're not in contact with the ground.
I wouldn't be in contact with the ground, but I'd be using an action to cast the spell. So...
Are you using...
Unless you had a bonus action spell.
Or, Shield Mike!
Or Quicken.
God damn it.
I think you took Twinned and something else.
Yeah, careful. Twinned and careful because those were what I wanted.
Are we able to hear what you're trying to do?
That is a good question.
I'm just asking.
Well, I'm trying to...
Because if you're thinking that what and the telepathing is going, you're just going to hear me go, why don't I just, like, kill him?
Here's the bigger question. Do we know that the Earth Locust has Tremor Sense?
No, we do not. You do not.
No.
And I'm not metagaming.
Yeah.
Correct.
So I'm just going to attempt to stealth up to him. 4 on the die plus 8, so 12.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Okay.
You don't know. Something happens.
Yeah, you sneak up on him.
I'm humming.
That's the end of my action.
I'm humming a theme for you as you're sneaking.
Dun, 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 dun. Okay. Alright.
With the 5-foot visibility, can I actually move myself close enough to use up my entire movement action to get close enough to actually see her, to put my hex on her?
No. I mean, you'd have to like have your eye against her or inside her because she's made of water.
It's like I already was there.
Yeah, if you'd done it then, sure.
It's a bonus action. I can't use it as a reaction.
I'm aware.
5 attacks later.
I didn't make the smoke, okay?
I didn't make the smoke. Okay, so there's a 1 in the mix. A 2 in the mix. Does a 16 hit?
This is the water one, right?
Correct.
Yes, it does.
I got 3 hits.
Okay, then roll me. Give me the straight damage first. No, you don't know. Do them individually. It's fine. Oh, hold on. I thought you were going to do 4 attacks and get 1. Use your bonus action to activate the magic so you can hurt it.
I didn't know that made my weapons magical. The melee gear. I thought it was just a non-technical.
No, it's giving it a magical plus.
I did not know that.
Yeah, that was why I gave it to you.
Oh. So then all of his damage would have been much higher.
It will be now.
He's activating.
I'm activating it now. The last roll, this corner was the 2.
I think we're gonna remove one of the hits because you didn't do it.
Okay, I was under the impression it was just a non-magical plus 1.
No, it's an enhancement bonus, which is effectively instead of magical, it's going to, it needs an enhancement bonus kind of thing. So give me all the damage at once.
Okay. So I still get my 3 hits or no?
2 hits.
2 hits. Sadder noises. Even sadder noises.
Awful.
Okay, so 14.
Give it to me all at once.
14, 18 damage. And that's 1 round of it.
Okay.
A 5.
Alrighty, next up, we have Right Force.
Hello.
You can see him.
You can see
him. How close am I to him?
15 feet away?
Ish. You had to be in order to hit him with the cone.
Yeah.
Okay.
However.
Can I hit him?
You could, walk up and smack him? Yeah, that's something you have to really do.
I would love to do that, actually. I'm going to run up to him and hit him. Disadvantage?
No.
Regular.
Fantastic.
You're fairy fired.
I did.
You very fired his ass.
17 plus 8.
That's a hit.
Yeah, it's going to do it.
D6 plus 5. 5 plus 5 is 10, and another 5 is 15 damage.
Did you buy any enhancements to your greatsword?
I thought we did. Didn't we?
No.
What did she buy at the sale? She
didn't get an energy sword? I already have an energy sword. That's what this is.
But she didn't buy an upgraded one that uses elemental cells.
We said that it is like a
plus one.
Yeah.
Is it like a plus one?
She just didn't buy any elemental cells.
But what is considered a plus one? Is that what it's listed as?
It's not listed as it, but we decided it was. Because
you guys didn't add. You didn't play with it. In any case, add one to your damage.
Okay.
So it's 16 magical slashing.
Ha.
Unless you bought an elemental cell.
I did not. Know.
Would you like to smite?
Yes.
It's smite night.
What do I add? What am I rolling?
Well, what level spell slot do you want to use?
I believe you have first and second now.
I do now have a second. I don't know how many second spell slots I have, though.
Should have two.
You know what? Screw it. He seems like a big bad dude. I'm going to do a second spell slot.
So...
3d8.
Okay, thank you. I rolled a 5 and a 3.
And one more.
You're missing another one.
I need one more.
Yeah.
Sorry. 5.
So an additional 13. 16, 13, damn.
What happened to the thunder?
Whoa, we're halfway there.
Oh, so he's looking bloody.
I'm sorry. He was bloody before she started attacking.
Yeah.
Like, very bloodied. What was the stage after bloodied?
Ragged.
What's that, to 10%?
25.
I would do...
Beanoo.
A2 hit bonus, right?
No, it's it should already
be
there. It
would just be a magical. But if...
Yeah, it's okay. I'll update it later. Alright, so,
their turn.
To quote a game we've all played, she only swung once.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you get a second swing.
And a bonus action.
Oh.
I don't know what she's using the bonus action on, but she does have one.
Shield of Faith.
10 plus 9 is 19.
Oh, fuck me. Yeah, that hits.
I rolled for shit for damage, though. It's.
Are you going to declare this as non-lethal, or are you trying to kill him? Because you did say, and I quote, I'm going to kill him.
I would say non-lethal.
Good choice.
2 plus 2 is 4, and then plus a 6 is 10. So, 10 damage.
He falls down.
Oh, no.
Are you going to smite?
No, I'm not going to smite if he's on the ground.
Well, yeah.
No, I'm not going to kill him.
Oh, well, that makes this easy.
How long does the smoke last?
Yes.
Is it a minute? Or I think I should have given it like a...
You said it's based on cloud.
It's based off fog cloud, which lasts until dispersed.
Up to an hour.
Okay, so we're not doing that. We're going to say it's going to last a...
I'd say we go with the D4 plus 3.
Alright.
Gives us use for a D4.
So do I have another action? A bonus action?
You have a bonus action. There's not much you can do with it.
Could I do a spell or no?
Depends only on what if you is. Have a spell that casts as a bonus action. Like healing more.
Probably not. Does anyone need healing?
You could heal yourself with a bonus action.
I have
nobody's really taken a hit.
You can heal the enemy.
I'd rather not heal the enemy, to be honest.
You could heal Claire.
She's not hurt.
Okay.
As far as we
sounds
know.
Sounds like everyone's doing okay.
She looks fine. She's pissed.
She's poisoned. Does cure laying on hands remove poison?
It can remove disease.
Shit.
Ooh. Oh, wait. No, I want to take the poison or the antidote out of his pocket. His back pocket.
You can interact with an inject. Yeah.
I did it, folks. She's learning.
Yeah, it's an auto injector.
So you could throw it at her. I'm not saying hit her, but also if it's glass, I wouldn't.
But she would throw it.
You also can't
see
her. And
neutralize multiple poisons on a single
you can't
use of land hands.
I know. Right. 5 points. I hadn't even thought about that. But yeah, if she hadn't just knocked this dude out, she could have just given her, walked over 5 points and just taken it out.
Yup. But yeah. You have the injector.
Have you ever seen like a kid's EpiPen?
Yeah.
You know, where it has, like, it's a big chunky thing you put against, you push the button, it goes, and then it injects. That's what it is.
If you hand that to me, I can make my way over to her.
You can do that.
I can see. Thank you. I'm assuming I used up the rest of my action getting over here.
Yeah.
Don't. What is it? Yellow is something about EpiPens. You don't want to put your finger there, and you can't, don't want it opposite, because then it would inject you and not the person.
Yeah, it's a pretty clear system of pointy end here.
If you ever need to use an EpiPen, it's very clear on the thing.
Yeah. Luna's intro to swords. Hit him with a pointy end.
Hit him with the pointy end.
Luna's lessons. Teaching the rest of us how to use swords.
This is a great sword.
She has traditional German broadsword training. Like, that's legit fighting training. Okay, Damon's got a different level of training.
There we go.
Did you win, the junior rank for German sword fighting?
I survived my training. That beats out a whole bunch of the other people that were in my training.
You know what? That's fair.
All right,
they didn't call it the Red Room for nothing. Oh,
yep. The antechamber was called the Brown Room.
I got the water elemental.
It's after my turn, though. It's your turn.
Yes,
it is the water's turn.
Hydro. What would he say anything when he went down?
Woody.
I'm Could sorry.
Yeah, exactly. And she'd say,
I would just hit him.
She'd say, Tara! And then she'd say, she doesn't know who you guys are because she smoked immediately.
Yeah.
She's seen Bedlam.
She's seen me because used the firework. And,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, she did see Bedlam.
I'll make you regret it. And then she's going to turn into a puddle of water and go into one of the drains.
Oh!
Damn.
Yeah, you really got to hit that one first. they were both on the ropes.
So, where's their backup?
Yeah.
For backup. Does her radio turn into liquid, or do we have a free radio?
Anything she's carried with. Anything she's carrying.
But his hasn't. It's still there.
Correct.
Nobody has mimicry, do they?
No, but I have a good performance.
Yes.
And in 3 rounds, the smoke is gone. I rolled a 1. Hmm.
So, two rounds. I think I
total have... of 4.
Yes.
D4 plus 3, so 2 more rounds, yes.
Question.
Yep.
What's up? Would they actually have a drain inside the bank vault?
No, just outside it. She turned into water and then went...
But sounds we like could step on her.
Opportunity to down her before she can.
Yeah.
And Bedlam can.
Ha!
Skirt, go for it.
It only means I get 1 attack.
I'm sorry. She would have whelmed you and then done it, because then she could get out. Because she has enough movement at that point. So I need strength saves from you two first.
That's an 18.
That's a 10.
You're going to take 2d8 plus 4. Take 12 bludgeoning.
I'll take 6.
Damon?
I'll take 6.
It's not considered magical. And then she flows away, so you can each take a swing.
Can I take a shot?
No.
Can I take a shot?
Still no.
Does a 16 hit?
Yes.
I'm going to stunning strike that as well.
Does a 20 hit?
20 hits, yes.
Oh, wait. Oh.
17.
I'm doing 16 damage.
What was your to hit?
17, right?
Okay, yeah. You said 16 damage? Colin?
Yes.
Yes.
Magical and lightning.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the fuck.
And I'm attempting to stunning striker.
Oh, hold on, I have to do math. Give me a second, Dad. Oh. Math. You said 16, right? So.
And it's all lightning. It's magical. Yes.
One more point. I forgot to add in my plus 1.
So 16 and 17.
I was a 17, so it's an 18 now. And a 16.
I'm gonna let you check. I'm gonna look at that number real quick.
No, there was another point, so it's 17 for Colin.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out where this... I think I figured out how you're doing your math. Yeah. Okay, now I understand.
Yeah.
You know, all of his other attacks were magical, right? So those would have been double the damage from before.
Not yet. Yeah. You saw it when we left? Okay. I gotta really make that con save, though.
Do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
What's your con save?
15, he said.
Fuck yeah!
16.
It's 16. It's 20. It's 20. That's his con save.
No,
20.
It's not.
20. Mm-hmm.
He's got a...
8 plus 3 plus... What's your wisdom modifier? Or is it based on your dex?
No, it's wisdom.
It should be based on your dex.
It's based on wisdom. I think... I'll open the book, but no, it's 15. It's auto-calculating it.
Okay. That's it. Woohoo! Hit it exactly.
Meets beats, yeah.
Wait, we have an inspiration, don't we?
I do.
Fuck all of you.
We're not letting you skip that easily.
You're gonna use it?
Yeah, I'm using it.
23 this time. 19 plus 4.
Because it looked like it was like a 9.
I just stopped it. I let it stop, and then it was like here, so I pushed it.
It looked like it was a 9. It was a single digit on top.
It's right next to it.
I know.
I was going to activate my radiant consumption instead of attacking that round, which would have done it.
Yeah.
Because he might not have ran.
Maybe.
Because his hit points would have been much better.
Is the water elemental blind? I mean, does she have any other vision?
How would she find the drain?
Yeah.
She's size large, and she just swamped the area.
She turns to water, and she flows over it. Also, she would have scouted out where they were before she went in there.
Okay. Oh, and she's prone. Never mind.
Yep.
So we would have had advantage and a chance to get 20 on the hits.
Yeah.
No, you would not.
Roll again.
I'm not giving you that. So you can try it. I'm not going to acknowledge it if you do get it. So, she had officially 1 hit point left.
It was 2 until I remembered that my plus 1.
Ooh.
And she escapes to fight another day.
But we still have reinforcements on the way. What do we want to do with them?
So, I'll give the injection to Excal.
Mm-hmm.
Let her apply it.
Yeah, she just jabs it straight into her thigh. Like she's like, I'm gonna fuck these assholes up.
They one is down, one is left.
Paul, we shouldn't have gotten our attacks of opportunity. We couldn't see her.
The smoke screen.
Yeah.
Either way, she
got away.
She got away.
Didn't 9 come with us?
A bunch
no,
more
hit no points. She's investigating the other, disappearance.
With a That's bunch fair. More hit points than she had before, son of a bitch.
Just 33 more?
Yeah, 33 more.
So would you have stayed?
She was already running.
All right. So we brace for reinforcements.
Yeah. But you know what? I think... I'm going to give it to you now. You're going to get your level now.
Do we want
to
go over what we got and then call it? Because we did a lot of bullshittery.
Yes. So let's go over your level ups really quick.
You hate me.
Level 6 for Paladin is very easy.
Do you promise?
Yeah, you get your aura of protection. That's it.
Oh, that's really good.
That's stupid good, though.
Now I have a new thing. Aura of Protection.
All right, want to tell everybody what Aura of Protection does for him?
Starting at 6th level, whenever you or a friendly creature within 10 feet of you must make a saving throw, the creature gains a bonus to the saving throw equal to your charisma modifier. With a minimum bonus of plus 1, you must be conscious to grant this bonus.
So that just means because they're around you, they're better at resisting things.
Yeah.
And our strength saves actually go up equal to your charisma modifier.
Oh, thank goodness, right?
That also means all of your saves are increased by 3.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's Paladin's real good.
Optional feature manager? No.
You turn all those on.
Turn all those on? They were not on before.
Turn them on.
So at 20th level, when you're staying next to me, I'll have a 21 dex bonus, dex save.
Wow.
Plus 21, I mean.
All right, and who else is ready to go over what they got? Level 6?
At level 6, Damon gets a new blood curse, an additional use of blood curse. I picked up the Curse of the Marked. As a bonus action, you can mark a creature that you can see within 30 feet of you until the end of your turn. Whenever you deal right damage to the target, you roll an additional Hemocraft die for damage. I can also amplify it by taking a die roll of my Hemocraft die. The next attack you roll against the target before the end of your turn has advantage.
Cool.
I also get one more ability. Brand of Castigation. At 6th level, whenever you damage a creature with your Crimson Rite feature, you can choose to sear an arcane brand of Hemocraft magic into them. No required action. You always know the direction of the branded creature, and each time the branded creature deals damage to you or a creature you can see within 5 feet of you, the creature takes psychic damage equal to your intelligence modifier, which is 5 at the current moment. The brand lasts until you dismiss it or you apply a brand to another creature. The brand counts as a spell for the purposes of dispel magic, and the level of the spell level is equal to half my blood hunter level, which is now 6, so it's counted as a 3rd level spell, with a maximum of 9th level.
Make a long story short, once you hit somebody with things, you can track them.
Yep, I have to hit them with my Crimson Rite, my additional damage dice.
And if they hit anybody nearby you, they get hit.
Yep, and I always know the direction.
Mm-hmm.
I can use this once per short or long rest.
Cool. Mike, what you got?
Well, I took the 5th level sorcerer, which I believe doesn't give me any abilities.
New spell.
It gives you 3rd level spells.
I do get access to 3rd level spells. 5th level spells. I'm being hopeful.
Honestly, 3rd level spells are more useful generally than
10th level. Haste, counterspell.
I traded out one of my old spells that I've never used. Agnazar Scorcher.
It's not a good spell.
It's a good spell when you're a pyromancer.
It's an okay spell.
When you're a pyromancer, it's a good spell. I'm not a pyromancer anymore. Paul.
Yeah.
Salt the wounds, Creek.
So in place of that, I took 2 spells and I rolled a die to figure out which one I'd take. I took Fly and Thunderstep. Thunderstep following a little bit of my mother's abilities.
Yep. Now speaking, make faces. Okay, so yeah, you took Fly and Thunderstep, so as to follow your mother's footsteps a little bit?
A little bit. Not quite followed that way, but yes.
Hopefully you don't follow in her footsteps any other way.
Yeah. And that's it.
Cool.
I don't think I get an ability from that, other than from Sorcerer.
No, there's nothing there.
At 5th level.
6th level.
6th level is a good one, but...
Colin, what you got? What's 6th level do for you?
So... I get key-empowered strikes, so all my unarmed strikes count as magical damage for the purposes of overcoming resistances and immunity to non-magical attacks and damages. My speed increases by 5, and I also get Searing Arc Strike, which allows me to cast Burning Hands for 2 key points whenever I take an attack action.
Cool. I think that was the last one, if I remember correctly.
Yep.
All right.
Does the mech suit arrive?
Oh, that's for next time.
Oh, okay.
And with that, I think we're going to call it, guys. You can find me on Twitter at CURUNIR471. You can follow the podcast at RSCPod. Colin, you got anything?
Yeah, I don't think so. So,
Rob, what you got?
You can follow me at RSCPodRob. And good night, folks. Good day, whatever it is for you.
Right.
Yeah. You can follow me on Twitter at rscpod.mike. And, well, that's it. Have a good one, everybody.
Last but not least, Natalie, what you got?
Nothing.
You're going to have to fix
that. I'm Natalie.
You really are going to have to fix that.
No, it's okay.
No. We'll get you a Twitter with the rscpod.
No, I'm good. That's me. All right, bye-bye.
Good night, everybody.
Night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.